Can I take your order?
Yeah, I'd like 50 grams of sugar, 14 grams of fat, 50 grams of carbs, some caffeine, salt, diglycerides, and a little pumpkin puree, please.
One pumpkin spice latte. Please pull forward.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Before I begin, would you like to touch my monkey?
I would be honored.
Touch him! Love him! Leave him on an app, Schminky! Now I am as happy as a little girl.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
That is so stupid.
Comedy is very subjective.
It's one of the reasons that I'm a winner.
We're celebrating! Hooray!
Today is National Toilet Paper Day.
There'll be toilet paper everywhere.
Toilet paper?
Today is National Toilet Paper Day.
I'm not happy with the toilet paper.
The toilet paper feels like sandpaper.
You're gonna get the softest, most beautiful toilet paper.
Extra expensive toilet paper.
Toilet paper?
Yeah.
Toilet paper.
We are a toilet paper!
Port your toilet paper. Showtime!
Yeah, that's The Mike Show. So darn happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa.
Hello!
How does that even work? I don't know. Well, I think you have to enable the skill. You just do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And
hello!
She will. And then every time after you just want to listen, you say, Alexa, play Radio 434. Very easy. So we do the show live from 8-ish until 11-ish, 9-ish until 11-ish, almost 12 or so, mid-morning show. And then we repack it. We take all the segments and the interviews and the bits and things, and we repack that into a full-length daily podcast. Monday through Friday, every single day, a new podcast drops. So you can find that after the show on the Alexa device. All you got to do is say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And she will. You got to add the VA in there. You can search the Mike Show VA wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com. You can go to our website, or you can go to YouTube. You can go to our website, radio434.com. Click on the Mike Show channel, and there's a link to the podcasts right there. And you can watch the show segments on Facebook Live at The Mike Show VA. And that handle is good for all of our social media. Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, X, Twitter, My Face, My Place, Your Space, My Face. Yeah, I think that's it. You Face. Who are you facing? Yeah. So that's you just search at The Mike Show VA. That's all one word, no spaces. And that works for all of our social media. We are not. No, we're not on the TikTok. And I'm sure there are other ones, but we're definitely not on those. Yeah. All right. Coming up on today's program, we have Megan Huffman is joining us from Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. We also have Cindy. She's going to be joining us from an organization called Living On. It is the 190th organization to join the Share platform. And if you're part of a nonprofit organization and you would like to get on the Share platform, you can easily do that. And it's free, so it's a resource that's available to you. It's funded and housed by the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. It's Share Greater Lynchburg with Megan Huffman coming up in mere momentitos. Also, today is National Dog Day, and I have to share this. Let me exit out of that, and then find this, and then go to that. And scroll down here. and find my puppy. Where's the puppy? There he is. All right. So, National Doggo Day. And here's my puppy. If you're watching on Facebook Live, there is Surfer Dude. He's absolutely positively gorgeous. He's the best boy ever. Aw, look at him. He's so happy. He's a rescue. We just got him. And he and Jerry the cat have become best buddies. When they first met, it was World War III, basically. Jerry hissed and growled and didn't want anything to do with him, and now Surfer Dude is sniffing his butthole. So, I mean, that's the way it happens. So National Doggo Day, and we have a new poll that found the size dog. Which one is the favorite? Does that make sense? Here, I'll read the headline. I'll read it verbatim. National Dog Day. A poll found this size is our favorite, and we'll reveal that coming up. Plus, our top list, top things we've learned from our dogs. That's all on the way. All right, that and so much more. Of course, we have your five random facts. Of course, we have your stupid criminals in dot news, and then we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
John Barkley loves Tuesday nights with his pals.
You guys ever seen a perfect game?
Here we go.
A night when scores made aren't nearly as important as friendships kept.
Get out your phones. Gonna be epic.
So he doesn't miss a night. John counts on Centra to keep him healthy and at his best.
Perfection begins now. Start your video. Oh. Delete your video.
Like and share.
Centra. Caring for, caring about folks like John.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
Tired of wasting money on noble causes?
Yes.
Spoil your dog with Dolce & Gabbana's new Fefe, a perfume for dogs. Because nothing says opulence like an overpriced cologne for your pup, who'd probably prefer to roll in squirrel poop or mud. Why donate to science and try and make a difference in the world when you can drench your dog in Fefe? Make every sniff a reminder of your pretentious choices. Fefe by Dolce & Gabbana. Because your dog's dignity is worth every penny.
Yeah, it is. The Mike Show. So happy you could join us on the Tuesday edition. So it is National Dog Day. And here, let me get rid of this. And I want to share. Let me see. Let me find it. All right. Here is Surfer Dude. This is his boudoir photo. Oh, there you go. It's right there. If you go on over to our Facebook page at the Mike Show VA, can you believe? All right, this is a rescue dog. I can't imagine anyone surrendering this pup to a shelter. I can't imagine it, because there are many, many reasons that people have to. You know, maybe the pets don't get along with your other pets. Maybe the pets don't get along with kids. Maybe the pet isn't housebroken and they just tear things up. You know, maybe it's just mean. D, all of the above. But this guy, Surfer Dude, he is absolutely positively none of those things. He is loving. He's smart. He's housebroken. He's great with the kids. He's best friends with Jerry the cat. This is a good one. So this is welcome to the family, Surfer Dude. It's been about a week since we got him. So it is National Dog Day. And around 45% of Americans have a dog, compared to 32% who own cats. So many of us, like me, have both. If you just look at pet owners, 74% have a dog and 41% have a cat. So there is some overlap. A new poll by the pet food brand Hill's looked at how we're most likely to get a dog in 2025. And it's not from a shelter or a pet store, although for us it was. But if you got your dog from a friend or family member, you're not alone. 33% of dog owners got their last dog that way. Shelters and breeders are next at 24% each, then pet stores at 18%, 10% found their dog as a stray. The big difference with cats is we're more than twice as likely to adopt a stray. 22% of folks got their cat when it just strolled into their life off the street. But back to dogs. The poll looked at different sized dogs to see what our favorite is. Are you a big dog person, a small dog person, or somewhere in the middle? Well, medium dogs were the most popular. That's anywhere from 26 to 54 pounds. Small dogs are next. Just 25% say they want a big dog. The top reasons for not wanting a big dog include not having enough room for one, they're harder to travel with, and it costs more to feed them. Plus, their floppers are huge.
In the buttocks.
Anyway. So, whether or not you can keep up with them also matters. 34% of people under 45 would get a big dog, compared to just 18% of people older than 45. So, that brings us to our top list. Oh, there's server dude. He's still there. That brings us to our top list. Where is it? There we go. Happy National Dog Day. In honor of our furry faithful and fun-loving forever friend, we present today's list, our top list today, top things we've learned from our dogs. All right, here, let me get rid of this. Why did that save and not, here we go. How about this? We'll add this one, and then we have to save it. Oh, yeah, we save it as default. Okay, there we go. That's now I fixed it. Sorry, guys. All right, here we go. Take two. Top things we've learned from our dogs. What do we do? Do we do this? You want to do that? Okay. Top things we've learned from our dogs. Doorbells are just as triggering in commercials as they are in real life. Want attention? Knock something under the sofa, then whine. Top things we've learned from our dog. Post-poop leg kicks are a great way to stay limber. Forget rating or taking melatonin. The best way to guarantee sleep is spinning three times before going to bed. Top things we've learned from our dogs. Squirrels were born when Satan impregnated a rat. Okay. Top things we've learned from our dogs. Wait until you're in front of a bunch of house guests to drag your ass across the carpet.
In the buttocks.
No, out of the buttocks. Top things we've learned from our dogs. Testicles are delicious. Heaven is a rolled down car window. And top things we've learned from our dogs. Why waste time wooing a mate when you can spend every night joyously having your way with a throw pillow? All right, there we go.
I don't think anyone should be peeing on anybody.
I don't think so either. It's the Mike Show. What is today? Tuesday. The Tuesday edition of the program. All right. Bye, surfer dude. There he goes. Coming up, we have news and not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Just got back from vacation, but your body feels like it needs another one? Whether it was lugging heavy luggage, hours in the car or on a plane, or walking barefoot in the sand, travel can do a number on your spine. At Timberlake Chiropractic, we're here to help you reset. Our gentle, personalized adjustments are designed to relieve pain, restore balance, and help you feel like yourself again. Maybe even better. Don't let post-vacation aches follow you home. Call Timberlake Chiropractic at 434-239-9077 or book online at timberlakechiropractic.com. Relaxed, realigned, and ready for what's next. That's the way to come home.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg, and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
Pick up Destination American Lager at Three Roads Brewing in Lynchburg and Farmville, at Ballad Brewing in Danville, or your favorite beer store. And if they don't carry Destination American Lager, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. Starbucks pumpkin spice latte returns today. Ask for it by name while they misspell yours. Kevin Jonas debuted his first solo song at a Jonas Brothers concert. The crowd knows the song as The Bathroom Break. Paramount is preparing to cut as many as 3,000 jobs by early November. Then they'll change the name of their streaming service to Paramount Minus. Slash was photographed without his trademark hat and sunglasses. I now challenge the paparazzi to get a shot of Axl Rose without a donut. And Waymo has gotten approval to test self-driving vehicles in New York City, which means there's about to be Waymo car crashes.
Yep.
This is not headline news.
It is not. It's the Mike Show. I'm very, very happy you could join us today on the program. Here, get rid of that. Thanks so much. Coming up, we are going to get so smart with your five random facts. That's all on the way. Plus, we've got sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. It's called Audio Vault. That's all on the way as well. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Earthright Mid-Atlantic.
It's easy to get lost in all the solar ads from companies you've never heard of. But when you work with Earthright, you get real people you can call, text, or meet face-to-face. We're right here in Central Virginia, and when things go wrong, or when you just need a question answered, we're not a 1-800 number. We're your neighbors, and we're here for the long run.
And now, Ballad Through the Beers, 1885. The first skyscraper is completed in Chicago. Afterwards, everyone enjoyed a cold, refreshing Ballad beer. Sorry, that didn't happen. But you can enjoy Ballad beer by visiting their tap room in Danville, Virginia, or picking up a Ballad wherever they sell great beers. Ballad Brewing, Danville, Virginia.
Visit Ballad Brewing all month long to celebrate 8 great years of Ballad beers. Check out their social media for updates on events, new releases, and specials at Ballad Brewing, 600 Craighead Street, Danville. Whether you're traveling for business or leisure in Danville, Virginia, you owe it to yourself to stay at either the B or the Holbrook Hotels, two unique boutique hotels with all of the modern comforts, convenient to downtown and the city's historic West End, minutes from everything Danville has to offer, competitive corporate rates for business travelers and fun packages and activities for leisure travelers. They offer kitchenettes and suite-style rooms and attractive long-term stay rates. Visit DanvilleBHotel.com or theHolbrookDanville.com for reservations and more information.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for...
Random facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say...
Wow.
Maybe even Ben Stein, who knows? All right, here we go. Number one. In 1925, archaeologists were excavating the ruins of ancient Babylon when they discovered a museum. The museum dated back to 530 BCE, so there were artifacts in there from 2,000 years before that. Imagine digging through the ruins of a place nearly 2,500 years old and finding artifacts that archaeologists then discovered from 2,000 years before that. The items were neatly arranged side by side, even had museum labels. Number two. I don't know if they sold popcorn there. Number two, carrots were originally several colors. The most common was purple. But Dutch farmers in the 16th century bred red and yellow carrots to make orange ones. That was their royal color, and those became the standard. Number three, it takes 248 Earth years for Pluto to orbit the sun. That means between the time Pluto was discovered in 1930, named a planet, then eventually declassified and demoted to a dwarf planet in 2006, it didn't even make it halfway through one orbit. But what about Uranus?
In the buttocks.
No, out of the buttocks. Here, let's get some music in here. There we go. Thank you. And then what is number four? Even though one of Bryan Adams' biggest hits was the summer of 69, he was only 9 years old in the actual summer of 69. And then number five, frogs usually mate with the equivalent of orgies, or in the equivalent of orgies.
Nice beaver.
No.
Thank you.
Frogs.
I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
And the males...
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex. Yeah.
The males will sometimes temporarily change color so that other males won't try to mate with them during all the chaos. And those are your five random facts.
I don't think anyone should be peeing on anybody.
I don't think so either. Those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random
facts. It is the Mike Show. It's the, I was going to say finally... Tuesday edition. Coming up, we have sounds, and we are going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. It's called Audio Vault. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike Subs. And here, play this.
After the break, we return from the break. Yeah. Stay tuned.
Please do.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy. Because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods and our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community. Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition. That brings us Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. Hello.
Hello. How are you today?
I am good. How about you?
Great. Thank you.
Absolutely. Each and every Tuesday, Megan joins us and she brings us a guest. Today, who did you bring?
Yes, I'm delighted to introduce Cindy from Living On, and she is, it's a new organization, newer organization, and a brand new organization to Share Greater Lynchburg. Living On Incorporated participated in the C-Vein Board 101 class last week, and Cindy and I got to talking, and she launched her page on Share Greater Lynchburg in the last few days. So that makes it 190 nonprofit organizations on the Share platform. So we always celebrate new members of the Share family, but just really excited to talk to Cindy about this important mission that she's leading and how she's bringing people together around such a critical topic. So I'll turn it over to Cindy.
Well, Cindy, thank you so much for taking time today. We really appreciate it. And we appreciate all that you do. Tell us about your organization. How did it get started? And for the listeners and viewers, what does it do?
Living On got started because I lost my son in 2016 to suicide.
We're so sorry to hear that.
I appreciate it. It was a tremendous, it still is a tremendous loss. But afterwards, I felt like I was adrift and couldn't really get my act together. The grief just was overwhelming. And I decided that I didn't want anybody else to go through that alone. Mm-hmm. And I contacted several people in the suicide prevention community, one of them being Joan Rosen, who had established the Out of the Darkness Walk, and another one being Jan Davis of Horizon. And they helped me connect with Barbara Gladio, who's my partner. And I came up with a program for us to follow for 8 weeks. And we just started out that way and worked for about a year before we became a nonprofit. And since then, we've been able to run, I think we've had 7 groups so far. Mm-hmm. And our groups are limited to 5 or 6 participants.
Okay.
And what we do is we meet for 8 weeks consecutively on Tuesday nights at St. John's. And for the first 4 weeks, we focus on the person that was lost. And then for the second half of our sessions, we focus on how to move on and to learn to accept what's happened and continue on with your life.
Mm.
We've just had, I think, tremendous success with all of our participants. Everyone has been very positive coming out of the program. We've gotten 100% positive ratings on our anonymous surveys after each session. And so now we're getting ready to start a new group. And okay. We just have 2 slots open.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm encouraging people to look at our website or to look at certainly the Share website to try and contact us and join our group.
Well, this is tremendous work that you're doing. Mm-hmm. And I would imagine the smaller groups in the peer setting and folks that have gone through this, it's not just trained counselors, but it's folks that have gone through this and have lived this.
Yeah. Yes. And we train our facilitators. As you said, everybody associated with our group, including our board, has lost someone to suicide.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a different type of grief. It's a complex grief.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a kind of grief that unless you've been through it, you really can't appreciate what everyone's going through. So in our group, we don't have to explain all that from the get-go. Everybody knows. And so there's a connection there that allows people to openly express themselves without fear of judgment or stigma or, you know, I'm tired of hearing this story kind of thing.
And this is free support.
Absolutely. There is no charge. We provide all of our participants with a bound book of different articles and information. And the book, I think, has grown to about 60 pages.
Okay.
And as we work through each session, we assign readings for the next session. And it's working out.
Mm-hmm.
So when does this new group get started?
As soon as we get two more members.
Okay.
We don't like to have less than six because of the dynamics of the group. It works best. We will take five, but we want six.
Okay.
And as soon as we get those next two members, we're going to be up and running, and I'm looking forward to being able to meet with people.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And this will be for the next, this will be for eight consecutive weeks, and you meet on Tuesdays, correct?
Correct. We meet on Tuesdays at 6:30 at St. John's Episcopal Church on Rivermont.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And Mike, when I was talking to Cindy on Friday, we were discussing that they were the recipient of their first Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation grant, and they're going to be utilizing that grant for marketing and outreach so that they can more people in the community can know about them. So I'm just delighted to highlight organizations that are relatively new to the community, who are small and a one or two person operation, still are very eligible for community foundation grants and do are able to use those for great impact. So it's a great opportunity to showcase how all sizes of organizations benefit from the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation.
Absolutely. And that's one of the tremendous things about Share Greater Lynchburg and the foundation itself. You are a home and a platform to the larger nonprofits, but also the small one or two member. We don't get paid to do this, and we take the trash out too.
Right.
That's yeah. It's a wonderful thing. Folks, you can learn more about Living On Incorporated by visiting Share Greater Lynchburg. If you go to sharegreaterlynchburg.org, just type in Living On Incorporated. You can also check out their website as well, livingonincorporated.com. Learn about their services. Learn about their groups, when they'll be meeting, resources available. All of that is available right there on their social media. And again, thank you so much, Cindy, for what you do and mm-hmm. for your organization.
Well, thank you so much for supporting us, Mike, ever since before we were a nonprofit. And my meeting with Megan, it was just wonderful. She was so supportive, and I was thrilled to become a part of Share.
Well, thank you again for all that you do. And folks, if you are part of a nonprofit organization, you can, if you're not on the Share platform, you need to be. It's absolutely positively free. 190 nonprofit organizations in our immediate area, Lynchburg and the surrounding counties. And it's did I mention it's free? It's a free resource for folks to find nonprofits in our area that do all ranges of things. So mm-hmm. learn more. So speaking of Share and the foundation, Megan, how are things going and what's upcoming?
Sure. Great. Well, speaking of the foundation and grants, we are in the open cycle right now for the fall cycle of competitive grants. So you would just visit lynchburgfoundation.org to find how to apply. It's a relatively easy process. It's a simple, we try not to make the barrier hard, but if you click on grants and scholarships, you can go to competitive grants there on the site. And the deadline for the fall grant cycle is September 15th. So believe it or not, that'll be here before we know it. Yeah. We have a spring cycle that ends on March 15th and a fall cycle on September 15th. So most of our organizations are kind of in one or the other because you're eligible once a year. So just want to make sure to remind folks to get those grants and grant requests and scholar grant request in, excuse me. And then we're also kicking off our Youth Philanthropy Council in September with a brand new group of 25 local high school seniors from across the region, and just getting them organized right now, getting ready to give away a $10,000 and $5,000 grant next spring. So they learn the philanthropic process and how to evaluate and visit and score, and so kind of the a mirror image of what our grant committee goes through, so that they can use the intentional process of selecting a $10,000 and $5,000 grant. So we're really excited about the students that are coming from so many different schools across the region to take part in this over the next few months. As far as Share Greater Lynchburg, we have a lineup. We're kind of in a series of events here. We have a lunch and learn at Rush Homes tomorrow. We have a luncheon on fundraising for executive directors and development directors at Isabella's on Thursday. And next Wednesday, we have a lunch and learn at Beacon of Hope. So you can find out about all those details in our newsletter and on our website. And those are just opportunities to create collaboration and more collective impact across organizations. So the more that we can lean on each other, the further our dollars will go and the further our impact will go. So we consistently have regular programming. And we're gearing up for our five-year anniversary for SHARE. And my goal is to have 200 organizations on the site by then. So it's only a 6 weeks away. So we're working hard to find and turn over any stones that we can for new nonprofits that can join. So make sure you get in touch soon.
This is it is tremendous. And 5 years of SHARE Greater Lynchburg. And on this site, it's not just a website, it's a community. And on this site, though, you can find area nonprofits, 190 area nonprofits. You can find volunteer opportunities, even at the board level. And all the events that are geared towards helping your nonprofit succeed. Plus, folks can even shop for that nonprofit right on the platform and have those items delivered directly to the nonprofit. It's a wonderful platform. Check it out. ShareGreaterLynchburg.org. Folks, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That was in stereo. It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition. Coming up, we have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia. They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't Free Clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free Clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year or $62,150 for a family of three can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, let's open it up. It is your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Well, now is the prime window to participate in fantasy football drafts for this season. So we thought, wouldn't it be interesting if we heard the thoughts of a wife watching her husband draft his fantasy football team.
And now, thoughts of a wife watching her husband draft his fantasy football team.
Oh, Lord, it's already that time of year again. I don't know why I'm complaining. The more time he spends on the draft, the less time he's washing the car. The neighbors don't want to see you shirtless, Gerald. Wait, is he crying because he got Tyreek Hill as his wide receiver? Thank God the dog's outside. The last thing I need are two idiots howling inside the house. Oh, well, at least he's using the Kleenex next to the computer for something wholesome. Huh. I wonder who he got as tight end.
Oh my God, he got Taylor's boyfriend? I think I'm gonna cry.
That was Thoughts of a Wife watching her husband draft his fantasy football team.
Sure. All right, so listen to this guy's frustration at a Chicago White Castle drive-thru when their AI ordering system tried to charge him $15,000 for his order for a couple of combos.
Your number 12 combo.
It says $147. Why does it say that? What the?
What drink would you like for your number 12 combo?
Bro, what? Give me a team member.
Okay, so wait a minute. He said 147, but the machine added 9 extra number 12 combos and then 100 number 7 combos. Okay, I don't know. Anyway, recently in Pennsylvania, there was a meeting on whether or not the city of Cecil would be shutting down the local motocross track where they race dirt bikes due to noise complaints. When the time came for public comments, this guy stepped up to the podium.
I really just came up here to say that you're either going to hear them where they're allowed to be, or you're going to hear them where they're not allowed to be.
You need to...
All right. Thank you for the entertainment. All right, is that it for public comment? Anyone else? If there's further disruption, we're going to have to ask you to leave.
Okay, so if you haven't figured it out, he was acting like he was driving his dirt bike in front of the council members and aisles of spectators. Let's see. What is this? Oh, it's also... It's National Toilet Paper Day. Now, in the 1970s, Americans were already on edge because of a gasoline shortage. So, when Johnny Carson, who, by the way, is the greatest late-night talk show host that has ever existed, when Johnny Carson joked about a toilet paper shortage on The Tonight Show, people began hoarding and buying up toilet paper, which then created a real shortage in the country. Here's the joke that Carson made.
There is an acute shortage of toilet paper in the good old United States. We got to quit writing on it.
Okay, now the real news was that at the time there was a potential of a toilet paper shortage. Johnny and his writers left that word out, causing the panic. Okay. Let's skip that. We're going to use that for stupid criminals. How about this? A voicemail a woman got from her dermatologist is going viral because the employee who left it chose an odd word and couldn't stop laughing at herself. She had to spell the name of a bacteria that starts with the letter P, and it just gets funnier from there. Here's the voicemail.
Hey, Haley, this is Kat with Babcock Dermatology. The culture came back with a bacteria called Pantoia species, and that is spelled P as in pork. Sorry. A as in apple, N as in new. I'm so sorry. Okay, T as in... tree, O as in orange, E as in earth, A as in apple. And so Amanda wanted to know if you had a sulfa drawing.
Wow. All right, Sue, are we going to a comedian? Yes, we are. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian. Today is no exception. Since it is National Toilet Paper Day, here's comedian Mike Bobbitt on the surprise he got after getting married.
This is the weird thing about getting married. Before I got married to my wife, I lived with my best friend for like 2 years. We had a two-bathroom apartment. In 2 years, we went through 2 rolls of toilet paper. My wife makes me buy 12 packs from Target weekly. Like, I have no idea what she's doing. I think she's just putting one end of the roll in the bowl and flushing to see how many sheets go down. Like... Ten, new record. Or I'm going to kick in the door and catch her doing origami with the little squares or something. On the sink, there's going to be a TP topiary. She's like, look, I made you a giraffe. Looks like crap. I'll get a clean sheet.
All right. That's your audio vault for today. To reach over here and lovingly grab the handle. But firmly and vigorously. Give it a tug. There we go. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we are going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in Dot News, and then we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
Let's see. There's Peyton, Leo, Tasia.
Ruth Stevens has 14 grandkids.
Jalen, Callie, Kayla.
That's a lot of birthdays, graduations, weddings.
Stanley, named for my dad.
So she doesn't ever miss one. Ruth counts on Centra to keep her healthy and going strong.
Shay, Christopher, and Theo. Got them all.
That's a responsibility Centra doesn't take lightly.
One more time, alphabetical order. Anthony.
Centra. Caring for, caring about folks like Ruth.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions, and I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, time once again for stupid criminals in the news. A woman in Nashville named Jennifer Evans was arrested last week after she pulled a gun on a man. I said she pulled a gun. Why? Well, the man allowed his dog to poop on her lawn.
In the buttocks.
So. No, out of, like that. Anyway, and when he didn't clean it up, she pointed the gun at him. According to reports, it was a 60-year-old man with disabilities and a cane. He was walking his chihuahua. Named Mrs. Flirt. For what it's worth, the man may also be homeless. It's unclear if this had been an ongoing issue or if this was just a one-time interaction. Not that it really matters. What is this? Here are some neighbors talking about what had happened.
He was coming down the road, and it was all types of police over here. It ain't never nothing like that going around here.
You could tell that he was shook up. It's very scary. I mean, I would have been feared for my life, I would say.
When you're homeless, you're not carrying around bags. You know, you might be carrying your clothing bag, but not a bag to clean up poop. You know, I don't think it would have hurt this lady's yard for a bit of poop to be there.
All right, so, oh, here's the rest of the story. Police say Jennifer admitted to pointing the gun at the man, and when the officers tried to take her into custody, she became combative and assaulted three officers as she was being detained. She's facing several charges, including assault of an officer. No one was seriously hurt. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. A great-grandmother near Toronto named Carol Shaminsky went skydiving for her 85th birthday. It was on her bucket list, and she loved every minute of it. She says she didn't tell her family at first because she didn't want them to worry. Here's Carol. You look like a Carol. Talking about skydiving for her birthday.
If there's anybody that has dreamt that you're falling, well, that's exactly what it feels like. You get the jolt, but you don't wake up. You're going down, and you're going down really fast. I have both knee replacement and shoulder replacement, so I'm glad I did it now, because if I would have waited longer, I know I wouldn't be able to do it, because you really have to bend your knees. I'm happy, and you do it once, you get that rush to go back, and if I was younger, yes, I would do it again. The reaction was, yeah, she did it. I have one grandson said, well, you know what? Not me. I wasn't surprised. If I hear somebody say, look, your Baba's running with the bull, just I'll believe it.
There you go. That is the good news. Baba is running with the bulls. Baba's Running with the Bulls. That's going to be today's episode. All right. And I have to put it in here because otherwise I'll forget it, because that's the way I am. All right. What episode number? 158? Number 158 this year. Episode 158, season 25. Ba-ba. Running with the Bulls. All right, Baba's running with the Bulls. All right, the good news. Sorry about that. Take two. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Last year, funded 25 different community agencies and 38 programs and provided $975,000 to our community to support these wonderful programs that services individuals in need. I am the change. And remember, you can also be the change by supporting United Way.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right, visit unitedwaycv.org for more information. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Now, where does he think he's going? When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.